What is it?
I'm trying to get a reading, Commander.
What about its range?
Constant.
Looks to me like it's closing.
It isn't, Commander. Its range is constant.
Now check this calculation against the computer. Read out.
Liz.
Maya, what about its composition?
Hydrogen. Nitrogen, mainly.
Mainly?
Certain elements unidentifiable.
Medical.
I need help.
Liz Johnston has just passed out.
Jerry, as soon as you can, a stretcher team to Corridor B.
Give me a hand. Someone give me a hand. Come on.
Easy. Okay, right here. All right, now just take it easy. Let's see.
Nothing more substantial on the sensor. All gaseous, nothing solid.
There's something about that cloud that's affecting everything. My readings are not clear.
John?
I'm all right, Tony, I'm all right.
Scanners are malfunctioning.
And sensors erratic.
John, people are passing out all over the base.
Helena, we think we know the source.
Give me a hand, someone.
John.
It's a cloud, Helena. It's a cloud.
Take it easy, John.
Base Alpha status report. 1503 days after leaving Earth orbit. Dr. Helena Russell recording. 7 days ago, a cloud having strange characteristics and containing unknown elements appeared in our east quadrant.
Suddenly, lassitude, depression, and loss of will has incapacitated most of our personnel. It has defied analysis by the medical equipment at my disposal.
Some of the personnel appear to have immunity. This skeleton crew is keeping Moonbase Alpha barely operational. Astronaut Tom Graham, who appeared to have immunity, was sent out 4 days ago in Eagle 6 to enter the suspect cloud. He was to collect particles for analysis in the hope that I could make a diagnosis and thus devise an antidote. Eagle 6 has failed to return from its mission.
Tony!
Put it on the screen.
Eagle 6?
That's impossible.
Eagle 6 would have exhausted its fuel 2 days ago.
But that is Eagle 6.
Eagle 6, this is Moonbase Alpha. Boy, are we glad to see you. Welcome back. Eagle 6, this is Moonbase Alpha. Do you read me? Oh, come on, Graham. Wake up. Answer me. Eagle 6, this is Moonbase Alpha. Come in, Eagle 6.
Tony. Sensors pick up no life forms on Eagle 6.
What?
There is no life on board Eagle 6. Yes, Tony.
Helena, let me talk to John.
He's in no condition to talk.
Helena, Eagle 6 is right over our heads.
That's great.
Negative. It exhausted its fuel 2 days ago, and Maya's sensors pick up no life forms.
I'll try. John. John. It's no use.
Helena, I've got to talk to him.
Well, if you talk to him, he wouldn't be listening.
Tony, Eagle 6 is landing.
Security.
How many men still on their feet?
3.
I want one to meet me at the travel tube on the double. Get the other 2 to command center. Okay, Fraser, let's go.
It brought our ego back. Who are you? Where's Graham? All right, no further, or we stop you. Fire!
Security, I want them at the travel tube, armed with heavy rocket guns. On the double.
Tony, are you all right?
Yeah, for the moment.
What did you find?
Maya, the cloud. There's new activity.
What's its range?
Still 22,000.
I'm getting some readings.
Do you think what the commander says is true? That it's that cloud that's causing all this?
Well, it's a strong possibility. There's something in that cloud that's emitting high-frequency impulses. My scanners are picking up a mass of some kind.
You mean there's a planet or an asteroid hidden in there?
Well, sensors can't define specifically, but there's something in there beyond just gas vapor.
Anything comes out of that tunnel, fire those rockets without hesitation.
Right. Give me a fix on its position.
Our relative positions are of little consequence.
Who are you?
Who we are is too complicated for your comprehension.
Try me.
Time does not permit.
We've got time. A lot of it.
You are in error. You have very little time.
What do you want?
Your life support system.
You mean we just give it to you?
We have sent for it.
We can't exist without it.
Neither can we. So we must deprive you of yours.
Tony, travel tube.
I will return your screens for you to observe.
Fire!
Medical Center.
Tony!
Don't argue with me. Go on.
I want to stay with you.
Maya, if you want to help me, get the hell out of here. Now move, both of you.
We've got to help them.
Hold it.
We've got to do something to save them.
We're going to do something.
Medical Center.
Helena, urgent. Let me know as soon as Myra and San get to you.
Right. Tony?
Yeah.
Maya and San are here.
Okay. Computer, priority one. As of this moment, all doors are non-operational. Repeat, all doors to remain locked, to be opened only at my voice command.
Your efforts are futile. Give up your life support system and die peacefully.
We don't die on request.
It is not our intention to be violent.
Oh, sure.
Unless our needs are denied.
Open as ordered. Close!
Command Center. The life support system is not in that location.
Split up here.
What about life support?
He'll head for there.
And if it reaches it, we're finished.
I'll decoy it. You get to life support, set up a defense.
Right.
No, John, it's not a good idea. John, I don't think you've got the strength.
Sure I do.
Tony ordered me away. You've got to get him to let me help him.
If you want to help him, let him do it his way.
But if we don't help him, we'll all be dead.
I'm all right. Maya, you come, Mark. Tony must have programmed the computer to lock all doors.
Then no one can help him.
Well, if that thing is what you say it is, he did what he had to do. Alan.
Yeah, John.
I can't hold up. You take over.
All right now. Come on, John. Here we go. Take it easy. Come on.
You gotta be okay.
All right now. You ought to get back into bed as well, Alan.
No.
Now, wait a minute.
I feel better. Weak, but better.
Your fever's gone. Look, you got it first. Maybe it's just run its course.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, I better be. Now go ahead, get into bed.
Yes, Alan.
Tony, what's the situation?
Desperate.
What can we do to help?
Just keep everybody out of the way.
Where are you?
I'm in Tech Lab 5. I'm trying to get it into the vacuum chamber.
Uh-oh. I got in trouble.
Hey, Tony, don't take any chances.
Well, if this works, maybe I won't have to take any more chances.
Tony, answer me.
Maya, he shouldn't have to worry about you right now.
It's just that he's out there on his own.
Yeah, I know, but if he can decoy that thing into the vacuum chamber...
Nothing can live in a vacuum.
And if the creature doesn't walk into the trap...
Well, then you will have to help.
Thank you.
don't be frightened to use this. The dosages are computer coded. Yes, Tony.
Helena, let me talk to John.
He's under sedation. I'm sorry, Tony.
Oh, nothing to be sorry about. Let me talk to Alan. Helena? Helena, you all right? Tony, she's fainted.
Help me. I'll be all right.
Come back here.
I think I'll be all right. She has the sickness, Alan.
Take care of her. Tony, you want to talk? Yeah, it's in the vacuum chamber, Alan. Everything's under control.
You've got to help him, Maya.
But we can't release the doors.
No, Maya doesn't need the doors.
Hey, you better get off your feet.
No, I'm all right. Oh, maybe I'll think better sitting down.
Hey, how's John?
Still under sedation. You said everything was under control.
Yeah, well, I was a little premature.
What is that creature still on the loose?
Uh-huh.
Lasers don't stop it, and a lack of oxygen doesn't affect it.
A massive dose of anesthetic might do the trick.
Well, even if we had something which might be affected, how could we apply it?
High-pressure injector gun. Load it with ionotheramycin. It's the most powerful stuff we have. It's too powerful for a human being.
Yeah, well, human, this thing ain't.
Right. It's simple to use. Just place it against the body. Push the button.
Okay.
You're gonna have to take over in here.
I just can't make it. What do I do?
Tamoxifen tablets. Give them to everybody that can swallow them. You all right?
Tony, this might not work on that creature.
It's gotta work. Something's gotta work.
How are we gonna get close enough to use it?
I don't know. We've just got to.
She is sleeping now.
Let's see if we can find it.
It's heading for life support center.
Yeah, let's go. Tony, I'm going with you. Oh, that's all I need, buddy. You passing out on me.
Tony!
Be okay. Open. Close.
Tony, it'll get to life support before we will.
Maybe. In here. Open. Close. There it is.
What's that?
It's confused.
Yeah. Well, let's see how really confused we can get it. Creature! You creature! Creature! Here I am! I'm over here!
He's falling for it.
The hydroponic experimental section. Need it there. We can fill it with chlorine.
Okay.
Open! Close! Creature!
Here I am! I'm over here! Here I am! I'm over here!
Tony, I'm at hydroponic. Can you open the door?
Computer, open door to hydroponic section.
Alan.
The red alert.
It's a ploy to confuse the creature.
We're going to try to get it into hydroponic experimental section. Hit it with chlorine.
Well, Tony, isn't there anybody else to help you?
Only Fraser. He's holding down life support. But if the chlorine doesn't work, I think we've had it.
No, no. Maybe not. Listen, I haven't got time to explain. Get yourself over to the hydroponic unit.
Right.
Open. Close.
Life support.
Fraser, I want you to set up a heavy-duty electrical barrier across the approach to the life support.
I'm not qualified, Alan. I wouldn't know how to do it.
No, me neither. Listen, Sam's the expert. Come here. She'll tell you all about it.
Bill, listen carefully. Go to the main electrical unit in corridor 34.
All right, son.
Take the limpets, the ones used for emergency cable runs.
Got them.
Fix them both sides of the corridor. You have got to make a cable barrier.
Right.
We'll be right back.
right, son.
Good, Bill. There should be some cable rolls on the bottom shelf.
You need type HT15. I will give you the details when you get there.
Right.
You're gonna get it into the chlorine.
Remember I told you there was a chlorine-breathing animal on the planet Crano?
Right.
Creature! I'm over here!
Yes, Alan.
How's it going?
The chlorine isn't having any effect.
Listen, could she get close enough to hit it with that anesthetic gun?
That's too long a shot. Unless I can get in there to help her.
No, Tony, stay where you are, will you? Listen, you get in amongst that chlorine, you'll kill yourself. And that will not help Alpha.
Oh, I'm okay. I think I'm gonna be okay now.
You think you're gonna be okay, but if you don't stay off your feet, you will have a relapse.
I gotta get out there and help them.
Tony and Maya can handle it if anybody can. Now come.
What do you think?
If we can get enough voltage through it, it could work.
Get the mobile HT generator
and take it to the barrier.
I will take you through it step by step.
I'll call you when I've got it in position.
Right.
Didn't work.
Where is it now?
Hunting for our life support system, I guess. And it won't take him long to find it.
Tony, go to the life support. But be very careful. Fraser is setting up an electrical barrier.
Okay.
Maya, there is one way we can get on an equal footing with that creature. You become one.
Oh, I've tried, Tony.
But it's a life form. You can change into any life form.
Not this one. For some reason, its molecular structure eludes me.
Why does your species resist the inevitable? Can't we convince you that we don't want to inflict pain?
Yeah, I know. You're going to kill us with kindness.
Sarcasm in your present circumstances is hardly a defense. Accept your fate.
Come on, Ware.
You did say Terminal 42.
Terminal 42. 42.
All right, sir.
Right. Now take the remote switch gear through the barrier. It should be all right, but don't touch the barrier just in case.
Thanks. It is safe.
Tried everything. Nothing works.
We have to keep trying.
But we can't stop it.
Maya, we can't give up now.
Nothing we've done has had an effect.
I know that, but... Hey, wait a minute. There is something we haven't tried. The cloud.
Yes. The cloud. That's what controls it.
Right. Now, if we can threaten it somehow, beat it off even, it'll have to call the creature back.
How?
Come on.
Give me range and elevation.
Range 43,000. Elevation 27,300. On target.
All right, here goes.
It's thinned out a bit, Tony.
Yeah.
Must be its control center.
Yeah. Target.
Range 43,200. Elevation 27,700.
Futility, Mr. Radeshi. An exercise in futility.
One on the left.
Range 44,000. Elevation 28,200.
right.
Range 44-7. Elevation
28-3. Safe. I tested. Am I glad to see you?
Everything set?
Yeah, but Maya better check it. I don't know too much about electrics. Do you think that'll stop it?
Well, nothing else has.
That's what it's after.
Yeah. If it gets it.
Tony.
Okay, Maya.
Circuit activated.
Right, come over here. It's gonna make it.
I know.
Maya. This isn't exactly the time I'd pick to say this.
Say what?
Psychon's my favorite planet.
We don't have time to play with words, Tony.
I love you.
Tony.
Six came down. My sensor showed no life form. It lived in a vacuum. Chlorine didn't affect it. Lasers, electricity, nothing affects it.
Open! Right now!
Thank you.
robot.
It doesn't matter what it is. It gets that core.
But we can beat it.
How?
By getting to its control center.
I don't even know where it is.
Taking the core.
Yes.
No.
Maya.
won't get up again.
No, I always sleep with my eyes open when I'm in traction.
Oh, don't.
What's that?
Three-dimensional solitaire.
Solitaire?
Hmm.
Look, how come I'm all alone in medical center? Last time I was here, the place was jumping with patients.
They're all well now.
What about John?
He's assessing the damage your friend the creature did.
And Helena?
Checking out life support systems.
Well, what about Bill Fraser? He was bandaged up pretty good. Why isn't he in here with me?
He only suffered bruises and contusions. And he heals much quicker than you do.
Oh, very funny. Hey, listen, talking about friends, that cloud, is it still on the screen?
Mm-hmm. It's disappeared. It's really eerie. Something almost kills us and then just disappears as if it never was.
Hmm.
Look, this is how it's done. The cards are played from one level to the next, like that, right?
Oh, Maya. You know all that wild garbage that I handed you?
Wild garbage?
Yeah, well, you know, the heavy syrup, the thousand violins, all that romantic stuff.
That's wild garbage?
Well, I mean, the pressure was murderous. Guy says a lot of strange things when he's under pressure, right?
Hmm. Right.
Well, how about that? She's really crazy about me.